Let's call this meeting to order. Please join me in the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Anybody like to offer a prayer this fine morning or afternoon, actually?
I can offer a prayer.
Is it your turn?
Well, I didn't know we had church.
Why did it last night? I prayed I didn't get my butt kicked at the radio.
Oh, there he is here. Sure. Our Heavenly Father, we're thankful to be together this day. We pray especially that thou will protect us from the viruses going around. We pray that thy mercies will rain down upon this country and obliterate this from our midst. Now as we meet together to consider changes in the water rates for the Pine Strawberry District, we pray that we might have complete and total understanding of one another, and those who have questions, we might be able to answer them to their satisfaction, and everyone will understand what the problems of this district are and how it impacts the customers. These things we pray for in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Willie, would you care to start the roll call?
Yeah, Will is here.
Tammy Albright present.
Alan Kleinman present.
Bob Arbuthnot present.
Larry Bagshaw present.
Sharon Hillman present.
Forrest McCoy present.
We have a full board and a quorum. And our next item is consideration and discussion of general unscheduled comments from the public. Are we doing blue cards, or we only have three people? We need to have blue cards, Larry.
I don't think so.
No, this is a public hearing. Okay. We don't do that.
Yeah, it's a public hearing. Yeah.
Do we have to open the public hearing first? Is this correct?
Yes.
Yeah,
I would think so. I got this a little bit backwards.
I make a motion to open this meeting for a public hearing.
Second it.
We have a motion and a second to open the public hearing. All in favor? Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, nay. The motion carries. We are now in public hearing. Okay. Those wishing to address the board need not request permission. Any such remarks should be addressed to the board as a whole, not to any member thereof. Remarks shall be limited to 3 minutes unless additional time is granted by one or more board members. At the conclusion of unscheduled comments, individual members of the board may respond to, but not discuss to, the item addressed at the discretion of the chairman, or they may ask staff to review the matter. But this is all about the agenda today. I mean the rate, budget, everything today, so.
Mr. Chairman, we'll ask for a clarification. We have an open line on.
Is anybody
calling? Is that true?
Yes.
How do we know if somebody wants to talk on the phone?
Well,
how's that set up?
Let me.
Is there anybody called in?
Yes.
Yes? Okay.
Yes. Unfortunately, you guys keep breaking up, so I'm catching only every other third word.
Is it turned up all the way?
Yeah, I turned the volume all the way up.
Can you hear us now?
Yes, much better, thank you.
Okay. Is there only one person on the phone?
Two.
There's two? No, one of us, we count as one.
We count as the first one.
Okay. Does that satisfy your question?
It does, thank you.
So I guess we're now open to public. Does anybody in the audience want to address the board on the subjects of proposed water rates and proposed budget?
We're only open on the one, right?
Actually, I would like to request permission to ask questions. May I?
Yes.
Yes.
Identify yourself.
Can we have your name?
My name is Marjorie, and I own a small cabin on Coyote, and I have one of the, I'm a part-time resident, so I only use water maybe 2 months out of the year, if that. And ever since we bought the water company, I've seen my low rates just double and triple with zero uses. And I looked at your budget, and your administration fees are almost $500,000, which is almost 7% of your total operating expenses. So I was just kind of wondering, what are these administrative costs for? I saw a letter, something about a new metering thing, so I just wanted you to expand on that.
Did you get a copy of the documents?
I got a copy of this letter saying that we needed to call in, and there's a proposed budget in it, and then there's the rates on the third page.
And then there's several pages of breakdowns of what all the costs are.
This is all I got, a three-page letter. As I mentioned, the notice of the public hearing was the first page. The second page is the approved proposed budget, which is supposed to start, according to the third page, on July 1st, 2020.
Right. You should have gotten a second email with the revised budget.
I'm not on an email list, Tim.
Okay.
It's via mail.
Okay. All right. If you're not on our email list, then it's on the website. And the website has a breakdown of all the different categories of expenses of the district, including all the administrative, all the operations, and everything. There, it's all detailed out there.
My concern, ma'am, is that some of us are not on your email list at all, and so we are not aware of these, approved expenses because they're already approved. And I'm just trying to ascertain exactly what that cost is.
Let me clarify.
What is it? Is it because there's a separate line item for fields and operations, which ironically is less than $410K, the field labor and the actual burden associated with it, and even the operations is another $410K, which leads me to believe the administration is more than an operations cost. That's kind of crazy, isn't it?
Well, it costs a lot of money to even. It's hard for me to go into detail because there's so many categories listed in administration. I wish you would have gone on the website. And this is all on the website. Do you have access to the website?
Not right now. I'm sorry, I don't. I have a flip phone. I don't have a smartphone. So I'm calling from my phone.
Well, there's lots of different categories that make up the administration dollars besides... there's many, many categories that are included in that $485,000.
Understood, but I would like to recommend or suggest that you do a year-over-year change so that people can see what's increasing and decreasing and your justification for that, because this doesn't really explain anything.
Well, every month, there's a treasurer's report published to the website. And at the back of that entire treasurer's report that I prepare, all of the detailed information of all of the costs of the district are there. Every single month, that report is posted to the website for the residents to see.
Understood, but what I'm saying is for somebody that has absolutely zero usage most of the year, it's not something that I would actually look at on a daily basis, or even a monthly basis. So, forgive me for actually asking the question as to what's driving these costs.
Well, let me put your heart at ease here. There's two accounts. One is called bank charges, $20,000. Insurance general, $36,000. Are you writing these down?
Yes.
Then there's the super. Supervisor Administrative Labor, $117,000. Administrative staff, two people, $32,000.
That's one person.
One person,
excuse me. Administrative staff, three people, $35,000. And the last one is administrative staff, two people, $50,000.
Yes.
So that makes up about $300,000 of that $400,000. Does that put your heart at ease or not?
$236,000.
Yeah. Well, no. Plus you got those ones at the top.
Well, and if you look just above that, there's $69,000 worth of employment taxes and burden that adds to that $236,000.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's over $300,000 in just those two items.
Those are administrative employees.
The question she asked is, her bills went up threefold. What is your bill?
So it looks like my bill is now $47, and it's going to go up to 67, if I'm reading this correctly, to 60 something or?
No. The base rate now is $42.50, and the base rate is going up $3.50. So your base rate is only going to be $46 plus taxes. And then whatever water you use is $1.75 a thousand gallons. So your bill will not
be
$60.
Loss recovery, right? And then the sales taxes, loss recovery and sales taxes. I'm looking at about what?
Loss recovery is
less than $50, it sounds like. Unless you take a lot of showers, I don't know.
What is loss recovery?
No, it's not for
insurance.
It has nothing to do with me. It has to do with something that you guys implemented for the meter or something. I have no idea. I got a letter from the accounting person about that. I could opt out, but I chose not to because I wasn't quite clear on the loss coverage.
Okay.
If it was inside my home or if it was outside on the meter, I really wasn't clear, but I figure I better keep it because if something does fix, I won't be up there to fix it right away. And I didn't want to incur a severe water loss.
It's between your meter and the house.
Insurance covering the meter.
Yes.
Between the meter and the house.
If you want the house covered, it's another rate, isn't it?
Yes.
There's two rates available. The default is between the meter and your house or any leak anywhere on the property, right? That sends your bill through the ceiling.
A leak in the water line on her side of the meter to the house, yes.
And the other option is covers of damages inside, doesn't it? Yeah, but that's a higher rate. I think it's $7 a month or something.
Wow.
Okay.
Does
that mean I need to talk to my insurance carrier about covering that deductible of $1,000? Because that was nowhere on the letter.
No, there's not $1,000 deductible on the water loss. On the water loss alone, the $1.80 a month, I believe they pay up to $2,500 in a year. I'm not clear on that, but I believe that's what they pay. That $1.80 a month buys you if you have any damage to your water line and you lose a lot of water.
Let me make this statement here, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
I think I heard you say you opted to keep the $1.80 payment, okay? Is that true?
That's right, because that would
That's a good decision.
We have some major issues.
And because I opted to keep it also, and I received a water bill due to a break on my property of $12,000. $1,200 in 1 month. After the people that handled this for us did their thing, I ended up paying $58. That was a good investment.
Thank you. Good feedback.
Okay, do it. Do you have any more questions, or did we address your concerns?
I just had another question. The WIFA funding and all those grants, non-revenue funds, why are they on the expense side? I thought grants were supposed to be positive. And they seem to be on both the positive and the negative. I don't understand how that works.
Okay, the top portion in the budget is the WIFA funding. As we request the funding, the money goes into that column. As we spend the money, it goes into the WIFA funding capital projects down on the bottom. So it has to be on two sides of the statement.
The WIFA funding is not a full grant. There's only a small portion of that that is a grant. The rest has to be paid back.
It looks like we're using that to fund the debt service. That's why I was confused.
No, no, we're not. We're using the property taxes and the revenue from the taxpayers to fund the debt service. And when we're right now, we're not making any payments on the WIFA debt other than interest because we haven't borrowed all of the funds yet. We will, beginning July 1st this year, have to start making principal payments on that debt. So that's why when you look in there and you see the debt service loan with a principal and interest of $504,000, that's how much it's going to be every year for 20 years. It won't be that much this year because we haven't borrowed the full $8 million yet. But we're required by WIFA to put the entire amount of the payment in our financials and in our budget.
Gotcha. And what does the balloon do?
It is due June 2025. And as of now, you know, we're paying the extra principal payments, the extra $400,000 a year from the last rate increases in 2016. It looks like that balloon payment is going to drop down from the $3 million or something it was going to be to less than $250,000 to pay off that Compass debt.
That's what the last rate increase was targeted for.
Oh, gotcha. I think that's all I had. I was just kind of wondering what was going on, because
it
used to be like $50 a month.
Did you say you
don't? It was over $40 a month, and now they're going to be like $60 a month, or $50 something. And I just wanted to know why.
You only got the first letter. You don't have the second letter?
Possibly.
Okay, the second letter changed the increase in the base rate from $7.50 down to $3.50. $4 less a month.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I did not.
Yes, there was a second letter that went out and emailed, and unfortunately we couldn't do another mailing to all the customers that we don't have email for. But that letter, and it's also on the website, saying that it's been adjusted down to $3.50 a month.
Increase.
Yes.
We were able to offset the $7 increase with the money we retrieved from the various legal things. So that was a lot. Sharon was instrumental in finding out how we could get that done, and we thank her for that for sure. And so the rate increase that we required went down to $3.50 instead of $7. Using the offset of funds from the legal recapture of CH2, well, what, OMI, I guess.
OMI,
and,
CH2,
and also, who was the other source?
Just that one.
It was 150,000, right?
158,000.
So we used that to offset the projected capital budget for next year, allowed us to reduce that increase from 7 to 350. That's why the second letter went out. So are we good with you? Did you give us your email so that we can put you on the list?
Actually, is there a way to sign up on the website? Because I also saw that you, I see the website. number or address at the bottom of the first page.
Right. You can go to that website.
Are we assigned it?
Yeah, yes, you can go there and you can look at all this information. You can also, I don't know if you get your billing electronically, you can sign up to get your billing electronically. Staff can, you can have...
Don't do anything electronically because we don't rely on that at all. It's just very difficult.
Okay.
Actually, when I'm up there, I have no internet up there when I'm up there, so okay. It's just really not worth it.
Okay. But if you
I get it timely. I get all my bills every month timely. I have no issues getting my bill.
Okay.
So I need to sign up for the other stuff.
Yes, if you just want to call the district office, talk to the customer service people, give them your email address, and then every time we send out an email regarding this system, you will get it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay then. We have some members of the public here. Do any of you guys wish to address the board?
I just have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
We have been here for 35 years. I have never received any information in the mail. Not by email, I just gave you my email address. But you have my mailing address. I've never received anything.
Really?
Why?
Do you get your bill by mail?
I get my mail every month.
And you didn't get the mailing?
And I don't get any mail.
We did a whole mailing on the budget for those people that we didn't have email for. There was like 700 people we did a mailing to.
And I have never received a mailing in all these years.
That's very strange.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I didn't think too much about it until I came here today. Then I said to my son, I got to be sure that they've got my email address so I can get some information.
So in addition to putting you on our list of emails, we'll also make sure that you're on our list or mailing list.
Mailing list. Yeah, I get my bill every month.
Do you get it to a box number or
no,
street?
No, right to my address.
Street address?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So do you use the internet at all?
Very little. And I don't want to pay my bills that way. I like hard copy. I get my hard copy. Now you take, my payment's an automatic payment. Comes out of my checking, and that's the way I like it. But I like that hard copy, because I like to look back at those things.
Okay.
I'm old fashioned.
It's about the only thing I get anymore is a bill.
A little bit of junk.
Would you like to put your address on here and we can have staff check it?
Marcy Williams, she said.
Well, it'll be my home address.
Oh, your home address.
I'm what you call a weekender.
You better add that.
I don't live here.
You better add that too.
So
you have our sympathy.
Okay.
Summertime. You got any questions? Mm-hmm. No questions from anybody else? Lordy.
Do I have anyone else on the line?
Is there anybody else on the phone line? Conference call?
That's just us.
There's
three. There's three.
So that's the third one?
Excuse me, so that can you? The new rate takes effect this July, so we'll see it in the July billing, is that correct? Or is it the June billing?
The July.
July usage.
Okay.
When we read the meters in July, it will be take effect then.
Okay, then I guess we move on to, if there's no further comment from the public, we move on to agenda item number 6.
I think we have to close the public hearing for the water
rate
hearing. I'll make a motion to close the public hearing for the 2021 water rates.
I'll second
that. We have a motion and a second to close the 2021 water rates discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed nay. Aye. The motion carried.
Okay.
But the only forest objective.
No, I was the one that made the second in the motion.
Oh, okay. You're confusing me.
Okay, I'll make a motion that we open a public hearing on the budget for fiscal year 2020 and 2021.
I'll skip that.
We have a motion and a second to open a public hearing on the 2021 budget. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed nay. Motion carries. We are now in public hearing on the budget.
Which we kind of discussed.
We've already talked about parts of the budget.
We spilled right over.
Well, that's okay too, right?
Anybody has any additional comments?
I have a letter, and this is a, basically was revised and approved, but the proposed water budget was approved by the board in our last regular meeting, right?
The revised approved budget.
Right.
The revised one. So that's what we're looking at today. And it includes a $3.50 rate increase of the previous discussion.
Yes.
And the moving of the $158,000 into capital fund project. So does anybody have discussion on this?
You might mention that there's a 1% increase in all the expenses as well.
That's right, there was a 1%.
Well, income and expenses.
Over this year's action.
Which we hope we don't spend.
Is there anyone on the line that has any comments or wants to discuss the budget?
Okay, you guys have questions or comments about the budget?
When you request a rate increase, for example, this most current one, you initially were asking for a $7 increase. You were able to adjust that downward.
Yes, sir.
Well, how do you determine the initial amount of the request that you're asking for in the $7? How did you determine that seven was the appropriate number? What factors go into that decision?
You want to talk about that, Sharon? That was
sure.
A capital improvement budget, right?
What we do is I take the expenses for the current year and I annualize them. And then we put in all the known factors, like all the what we have to cover, the debt service and all those types of things. And then we calculate, we find out how much we're going to receive in property taxes, which does increase each year. So then we have to look at customer sales and miscellaneous revenue to cover all the rest of the expenses that are in here. And when we initially did that, we only had about $130,000 in capital improvements funds, which is not enough for this district to support. We need to have more than that in case we have any major issues, because the WIFA funding, we like to think that we were going to get a lot of the district fixed with it, but it turns out it's very, very expensive to replace all of the old lines and all of this type of stuff. So we felt we needed to come up with about a $400,000 capital improvement budget. The way we determined to do that was with the 750 rate increase. Then after discussing it with our accountants, our auditors, I discussed with them the $158,500 we received in the lawsuit settlement from the prior fraud. And I asked if we could take those funds and move them into our capital improvements budget for this year, therefore reducing the rate increase to the taxpayers.
Okay.
That's how we ended up with these gotcha. Numbers.
Okay.
We're not like Washington, our budget has to balance.
We really got a little benefit out of the settlements.
Yes.
We were able to return that to the customers, at least so this one time.
You have to go through this process
Every year. And we have to file it with the county. The first part of July, we have to file our approved budget with the county. We have to let them know whether or not, how much we want to collect in real estate taxes, what our tax rate is going to be every year.
Does it have to go before the Corporation Commission as well?
No, we're a special improvement district. We're not in the Corporation Commission.
We're not?
No.
We were at one time, right?
Brooks Utility was.
Brooks, yes.
Yes, yes. They're a public company. We are a municipality.
Gotcha.
So we don't have to.
A corporate municipality.
Well, we're not a municipality.
I'll ask the lawyer what that means.
The other issue
we're a special taxing district.
The other issue with that is we did not do any kind of rate increase for 4 years, but yet inflation goes right up. Every job we put out to bid, we're paying more.
Sure. Cost of,
so
absolutely.
We really need to look in the future at incremental increases based on inflation every year instead
sure.
of waiting 4 years and then doing a big jump. So, which is one of the things we've talked about.
The previous board did that in order to raise funds to pay that loan off earlier.
Yeah.
And they did commit to no rate increases for as long as it could possibly be done.
When you said, you know, we look at this every year, we actually look at it every month.
Yeah.
I mean, now we have our board meeting every month, or a special one, which we have a hell of a lot more often than not. We discuss wow. every nickel we spend and how we're going to spend it.
Because
you got to remember, this is all your guys' money. This is ours. This isn't. This has nothing to do with Pine Strawberry Water District. This is the customers. And the other thing is we got 23% of our customers here with water don't use any. I mean, they just pay the minimum. That's 23% of the people up here.
That's us.
Yeah, you know, we don't use any. So we're gaining no revenue over people like me that, you know, water gardens and stuff like that, because I use more than the minimum. You know, about everybody that lives up here uses more than the minimum.
Well, there is no minimum.
So, you know, you have to remember that 23% is a big number. And we have to keep this place water.
And my wife don't have a garden, I'm in trouble.
Right. And it depends on how long you've been up here. I've been coming up here for 41 years. And we've had Ernie Rawls, we've had Brooks, and we've had issues.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time it's worked.
Oh, that's good to know.
If you've been coming up here all, you know,
since
when Brooks had the water trucks,
yes.
okay?
Yes.
We haven't had that since. So I think we're doing a pretty damn good job, but it's not cheap to work in the mountain. This ground is hard to move.
Oh, yeah.
Cato could explain that into detail. It's scary to death, but it's hard. So we're not asking for anything. We're just trying.
If you don't use any water, may I ask, do you bring water from the valley, or how? What do you wash your hands and your face with and all that?
I turn the faucet on.
So
you do use water.
I use water, but I'm within my
minimum.
Yeah,
so there is no minimum anymore.
Well,
you start paying.
She's in the cheapest rate.
$1.75.
You're in the first 3,000.
Yes.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
I get my water bill. It shows what my use because.
But what he's saying is, we've got 23% of our people who have meters.
Don't
who don't use 1 gallon.
Oh my goodness! Yeah.
Tell me how they get by. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't either.
Respect home.
But when I get my my bill and I look at it.
Right.
And if my usage is big, and the grandkids come up, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I, okay, they're letting the
yes,
water
sir.
Run, they're taking showers too long, you know, and I have to speak to them. Water's expensive, you know, that's my clue.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're stinky grandchildren.
You're lucky you got grandchildren, I don't have any. So.
Oh, I've got great grandchildren that are getting big. And they're going to be wanting to come up here pretty soon, too. It's a wonderful place, I love it. I love it.
Look at all the traffic.
Mr. Chairman.
Oh, yes, that's true.
Yes, sir.
No further questions. I make a motion that we move back into the regular meeting.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to end the public hearing on the budget. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, nay. The motion carries, and we're now in a regular meeting for which we have two agenda items.
I didn't get that.
We
don't have it.
Well, I got it.
Certainly.
You can, you can wait until we do this, or you can do whatever you like.
Well, we already did these.
We've
done.
That's what the open meetings were for.
There's no motions on there. That's right.
No, there aren't any motions.
Motion, we adjourn this meeting.
I second that motion.
We have a motion and a second to adjourn this meeting. Can we all leave now?
Well, after they serve the cake and ice cream, you can.
Yeah.
I guess we should vote on that. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you
for being adjourned.